What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Oh, I love that song. I've always loved that. Since 1959, I've always loved that. The Twilight Zone. I feel like Rod Serling when you walk out and do that. Well, almost somebody like Rod Serling, Mark Zakri with us, the author of The Twilight Zone Companion. He's a science fiction author, television writer, screenwriter. He has been nominated for several of the industry's awards, and here he is back on Coast to Coast. Mark, always a pleasure, my friend. How you been?
Really well, George. It's terrific to be with you tonight.
What do you think every time you hear that Twilight Zone theme?
Oh, it's just, you know, a shiver goes up my spine. It was like you. I saw the show when it was on the air and on the network, and it was one of the greatest shows ever made, and it made me who I am. So it's just an amazing, unique, wonderful show.
Earlier this week, I had a feature on. It's called Who's Behind the Secret Door. A number of guests are on the show. And unlike you tonight, where I know it's you,
yes.
I don't know who they are. I have to guess who they are, and one of them was Billy Mumy.
Wow.
And he tricked me, and I didn't get it right, but we went and talked. We talked about you a little bit.
Yeah.
And what a great talent.
Yes,
but he was in three Twilight Zones, he told
me. Yes, he was in three great episodes. He was in, the best one, of course, is It's a Good Life, where he sends people to the cornfield with Cloris.
You're a bad, bad man.
Phenomenal. And then in Praise of Pip with Jack Klugman, which is great. And then Long Distance Call, which was one of six Twilight Zone episodes shot on black and white videotape. All the other episodes were shot on 35mm film, so that's really interesting to see how different those six look. And but Billy Mumy was just an amazing actor. This is before he did Lost in Space, and then I worked with him on Babylon 5 and now on Space Command, the show I've been shooting. But he's one of a kind.
Did you ever think when you were a youngster that you would be dealing with episodes like The Twilight Zone and writing about it and doing books on it and things like that?
Well, I dreamed of working in television when I was a kid. You know, the writers writing those shows were my heroes. And as soon as I was a teenager, I started going to science fiction conventions and meeting people like Ray Bradbury and so forth. And they became friends and mentors. So I've been just blessed by that. And I'll tell you, George, today I had one of the greatest experiences of my life. I shot a scene for Space Command with Nichelle Nichols, who played Uhura on Star Trek. And I first met her when I was 10 years old and Star Trek was on the air.
Wow, that's amazing. You're...
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Twilight Zone Companion that you wrote, the first edition, that was back in, what, 1982 or something?
Yeah. I started writing the book when I was 22 years old, and it came out in 1982. It's been in print ever since. But I really wanted to do a new edition that would expand upon the book. The new edition has over 100 pages of new material. It's got 500 new photos, and it's got links to audio and video, so you can watch and listen to some great stuff, like some of the TV shows Rod Serling wrote in the 50s, but you can also watch a new interview I just did with George Takei and listen to a new interview I just did with Rod's daughter, Jody. So the ability to do that was what really made me want to write the book.
Well, good for you. And this new edition is out now?
Yep, it's available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble and everywhere good books are sold.
Well, you know, if you love The Twilight Zone, you're going to love your Twilight Zone companions, that's for sure. That's exciting. What do you think of the new TV Twilight Zone?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because I really liked Jordan Peele's movies. I thought Get Out and Us were really in the tradition of what Rod Serling was up to. But the first two episodes that I've seen of the new Twilight Zone series that he's hosting, he didn't write or direct those episodes, and I felt they were not as strong as his movies have been. I was rather disappointed. I'm hoping that as the show continues, he'll have much more of a personal stamp on the new Twilight Zone, because, of course, in the original show, Rod Serling wrote 92 out of the 156 episodes himself, so it was very much his show. There was a very strong authorial voice. Rod was inseparable from Twilight Zone.
Well, you know, maybe you can't duplicate that.
Maybe not, but I think if Jordan Peele were writing and directing the shows and had much more of a hand on them, they would be have that quality that's made his film so strong. And we'll see, and perhaps as the show goes on, that will come to be the case. I'm rooting for it. I'm definitely rooting for it.
Is this show primarily streamed?
It's on CBS All Access, so you have to subscribe to it, just like Star Trek Discovery. CBS is basically taking sort of some of their more successful properties and making new versions that people have to pay to see. It's sort of the new wave of how television is being delivered.
It is remarkable what's happening. Let's talk for a moment about that with Netflix and Amazon Prime and things like that, where people are paying premiums every month to be able to watch some premium shows. The days of the old three networks, I remember that a long time ago. That's gone. It's over now, isn't it?
It's true. It's astonishing. There's over 500 scripted comedy and drama series on all the networks and platforms right now. It's impossible to even know what shows are on the air. But you and I, of course, remember when we were kids that there were only three networks, and you had to watch a show when it was on. You couldn't. In fact, when the original Star Trek aired, and I was 10 years old, I recorded the original Star Trek on reel-to-reel audio tape just in case Star Trek never showed again. So we've come a long way.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I remember when originally we just had CBS and NBC pounding each other in the ratings. ABC was a way distant third.
That's right.
And all of a sudden, Fred Silverman took over, and ABC started coming up with some incredible programming, primarily gearing themselves to a younger, newer audience.
Yes.
And it worked for them.
Yes, and I think with Netflix and Amazon Prime and a lot of these new VOD platforms, they are appealing to younger people because a lot of young people have no idea what network or what studio is making a given show. So, you know, for instance, you know, if they're watching Walking Dead or whatever, they may not be aware where it originated. And that's fine. So it's really deliverable content. And many people don't even have a TV set. They're watching them on their tablets or on their phones, you know. And so you really have to, it's a very new medium, and it's a very different way of watching television.
And what I think really made ABC back in the late 70s was when they came out with the Roots miniseries.
Yes, that was an amazing show. And again, it's one of those shows that, just like Game of Thrones nowadays, it's one of those shows that everyone was talking about, everyone was watching, and it really seized the imagination of the public. It was a terrific show.
Mark, with cable going on these days, is anybody watching the network evening news anymore?
Well, you know, it's really on the fade. You know, I think most people get their news from the internet or from, you know, their phone. Something dings and you read a little capsule comment. And so it's very much changed. I mean, the days when Walter Cronkite was basically sort of the conscience of America and everyone turned to him to get it. Well, for instance, when Walter Cronkite went to Vietnam and turned against the war, Lyndon Johnson said, if we've lost Walter Cronkite, we've lost the war. And that kind of power you really don't see in these news people in the same way that you used to.
That's right. I'll always remember back in 1963 when Cronkite broadcast John F. Kennedy's assassination.
Yes.
I mean, and he teared up.
Amazing,
and
yeah.
It was just unbelievable television.
Yes, and yet the fun part is those moments of authenticity that stick with us from back then, now the younger people or just anyone who's watching things on their computers or on their tablets, authenticity with the creator and with the personalities that we're watching, authenticity is what gets loyalty with the fans.
We've had Dan Rather on the show who took Cronkite's place on CBS,
wow.
And now, of course, he's been retired.
Yes. And time moves on, and, it is a different world. I actually prefer the way media works now. I wouldn't go back to writing for the studios and networks the way it was when I started. I've been writing for TV since I was 22 years old, but I love the way things are now.
You do? You don't think it's too much?
No. No, I don't. Well, not for me, because my audience gave me over $1 million to shoot the Space Command pilot, and I'm in very direct communication with them now, and I love it, because I'll tell you a funny story. I went to London to meet with the BBC, and I came out of the underground, the subway, and someone behind me on the street, on the sidewalk, said, "Mark Zickrey,
I love
Space
it.
Command." And he knew me from
I love
YouTube
it.
Channel, you know, and so that's, I love that stuff.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.